Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Gedalia Bloom manages the popular X account, Mossad IL. He's also a partner and co-founder of the Heartland Initiative. We wanted to chat to him about and get another perspective on South Africa's expulsion of Ariel Sideman and Israel's response to that. Gedalia Bloom, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, I don't know. You know that Chinese curse that we live in interesting times. Certainly we do all around the world. And I don't need to tell you about Israel and Iran, but we do want to talk about South Africa. And it's a very, very strange situation. South Africa, as you know, expelled Israeli diplomat Ariel Sideman. Israel responded by expelling the so-called Palestinian diplomat from the region, and that, of course, is a very, very interesting response to it. Not unsurprising, in my view. I'm not sure what South Africa thought was going to happen, but it could be argued that he had nothing to do with South Africa, with Israel, and or South Africa, if he was the Palestinian representative. Take me through your thoughts on this.
Well, you know, it's interesting how you started with Iran as like it's kind of a separate issue, but it's actually the same exact issue. And, you know, I sometimes don't like to get too much into the weeds, because I think a lot of them are distractions. I think this whole, you know, diplomatic going back and forth, I think this is just a product of the root cause of a number of years ago. You probably remember the ANC party came to the Jewish community and said, listen, we're having a lot of financial problems and we need to be bailed out. And the Jewish community pulled together some money. They bailed them out. And what did they get in return? They got a lot of anti-Israel rhetoric, and they weren't very happy. And of course, the ANC party runs their party like they run South Africa into the ground. And so they actually had another debt that they had to pay prior to this last election. And of course, they go back to the Jewish community and they say, you know, we need money. And they said, what did we get from it last time? We got nothing. So they said, okay. And then they went, and where did they go to? They went to Iran, and Iran gave them the money. And within days, weeks, whatever it is, they then filed in the International Court of Justice against Israel for genocide and became the Iranian political proxy, legal warfare proxy against Israel. And so everything else that comes out of that is really just a product of the Iranian proxy system going after Israel. And I don't think that the ANC party is necessarily anti-Israel at its root. I've met a number of these people, but I think they're opportunists, and I don't think they actually understand that when you actually do a deal with the devil, it may seem good in the short term, but in the long term, it's just not going to do well. And in fact, when it comes to diplomacy with South Africa and Israel, it's not just about Israel. Israel is just the canary in the coal mine, but the West is looking, especially America, is looking at relations with the geopolitical connections that South Africa has with the world, and specifically with Israel. And they look at them and say, any culture that goes after the Jewish people for defending themselves, that expels the Ambassador Eli, who I know very well, that's not the type of government or culture that we want, that we have any confidence in the future. And so I think that overall, this whole going back and forth about Israel and diplomatic issues, tying it back to Iran, the people of South Africa have to ask themselves, is this the type of government that we want to have, ruling our country, one that's so quick to mismanage their finances that they have to go to Iran in order to be bailed out, and then as a return have to then become their a proxy and lose lose their independence.
Right. And only just to be clear on that, although there is, excuse me, mounting evidence that there is most definitely some form of arrangement between the ANC and Iran, there is still no smoking gun. We have seen these strange visits taking place to Iran at strange times, most of them somehow South Africans, or we don't even know how many we don't know about, but certainly there is mounting evidence that that is the case. But to date, we don't actually know that that hasn't been confirmed officially. Gedalia, unless I am misunderstanding that.
No, I mean, I think you're right. I think you're right as far as if we're ever going to bring this to some sort of, you know, legal issue, I think that you'd be 100% right. But we're not in the legal space. We're in the court of public opinion. And I think people see, they do see this circumstantial evidence that may not be enough.
Well, I mean, even if you simply look at the reaction to immediately following October the 7th, there was no condemnation of Hamas. In fact, they reached out to Hamas on a phone call that they didn't want to be made public. They still haven't released the transcript of. They at first denied it. Then they confirmed it because they had no choice. They immediately donned Palestinian regalia, never reached out to the Jewish community. It took weeks to come up with some sort of a weak comment by the president. At the same time, there were visits to Iran, and we're talking about genocide even before Israel went into Gaza. Then after the brutal murder of tens of thousands of Iranians, there is a maybe, if anything, a weak call for restraint in Iran. Compare that to how Israel is treated. The Iranian vessel that was here for these naval exercises, we were told had been excluded, but they were still there, and now another inquiry. So there's definitely a lot to be there. There's a huge amount of circumstantial evidence. What happens, going back to the situation with Iran, what happens in a case like this should this tension in the Middle East lead to war with Iran? Should it lead to a toppling of the Iranian regime? What is likely to happen to this ANC government in terms of public global opinion?
I mean, for first and foremost, the people of Iran are going to rise up and kind of like, you know, identify those who helped and maintained the oppressive Iranian regime. The people of Iran have no love for the people, for the government of South Africa. And you're going to see that across the board. You're going to see that in Yemen when the Houthis fall. You're going to see that in Lebanon when Hezbollah falls. The whole system that's been set in place of this, what I call the Iranian paper tiger. And they are a paper tiger, and you can see the way that they're interacting with America right now, looking to have concessions and they're fearing attack. But their strength was in their proxies. Their strength was in this perceived notion that at any given moment, the Iranians could flip a switch and create complete havoc in the Middle East. I think that that has gone away, and we see that actually in October 7th, when Hamas came into Israel, and while Hezbollah was very restrained, Hezbollah, it was told to me that if they actually listened to the directives of the Iranian regime, there would have been another 40,000 Israeli deaths. There could have been a nuclear fallout, because again, I mean, you know, I don't have any evidence, but you know, we're all assuming that Israel has a nuclear weapon. Is that we're saving it for a time when we have when we're experiencing an existential threat, and that's what it would have been. But that actually illustrates how little the Iranian regime really has power over their proxies. And so the connection between Iran and South Africa right now, even if it looks like they're a proxy, and I think they are, is extremely weak. And I think when the Iranian regime falls, you're going to see, you know, dominoes. And unless Turkey is going to take over as being the new boss in the neighborhood and bring South Africa back in, South Africa is going to find themselves isolated on the global scale. And the first thing that they're going to do, I believe, is they're going to go to America and they're going to say, let's try to, like, you know, run a deal. Let's try to press the reset button. And America is going to say, okay, it starts with Israel, and we'll see what happens there. And let's see if their pride gets in the way of many years of going after Israel. And, you know, let's see if they put on their adult pants and they actually are acting like a proper government looking to govern their own people in the best way possible.
That is where we leave it. Let's hope that this can be pulled back a little bit. But with the current trajectory of the ANC, I think the only way is to show them the door at the next election. And I think South Africans know that well. Gedalia Bloom, thank you as always for giving us a very, very straightforward, real, clear perspective on the situation.